Well, the event horizon I'm using as a kind of a metaphor for the fact that the ego's boundaries are its own projections, its own belief system. And so it cannot see anything outside of that. And all it will be able to perceive are what it preconceives must be there. Because it never really sees reality. It's always only seeing its own imagination of what you think the person meant by what they said or what they didn't say or why they didn't look at you or did look at you or whatever, right? You're always interpreting every event according to the ego's feeling of being slighted, insulted, not appreciated, blah, 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 right? And so that becomes the event horizon, and you cannot see the beauty, the divine loveliness and perfection of it all because you have this tunnel vision that creates a horizon in which the light cannot break through. It's a black hole, literally. That's what an event horizon is, right? So the ego is a black hole. But once you are able to perceive that, oh, it's all God, it's all perfect, it's all light, then you can see an event like this one as, well, it can't be what it looks like on face value. There's something, this is fishy, this is not real, it wouldn't happen like this. And then you can begin to see, okay, what's really going on? And you can see how the future is going to have to unfold, because clearly you're not fooled by your own projection based on your own negativity and feeling that things are going wrong and et cetera, et cetera. And now you're free to not only perceive it, but to even contribute to the way that the dream field emerges. You see, the way that the implicate order gets expressed in the explicate, that will also be part of the non-duality that is perceived once you're beyond this black hole that's the ego bubble. Once it pops, then all heaven breaks loose. And hell is harrowed, and the power of recognition of the perfection of all that is unfolding becomes simply a part of your heart's wisdom.